He was eating candy and didn't give me. And we were talking about plowing a while ago. The plow digs out or what? Okay. And if you had a big yield, say of corn, you say you raised a big
crop.
Okay. Well, the orange trees, do you call those groves or orchards?
Groves.
What about you? Do you have we talk about crops of oranges?
Yes. Yeah, crop.
Yeah, you have a good one this year?
I don't know. That's, we had a good one from this, see all our urges about 50. And some of them got a little frozen. We had the record-breaking temperatures in April, or the first of March, whatever. But we sort of had some freeze a little bit. I don't think we'll lose really a lot. But it's sort of hard to tell then how the blooms coming up next year, because they're in bloom right now. And so you really don't know. Of course, you know, after you have a wonderful bloom and have piles of oranges right up through June or July and have a big hurricane, and that's all over.
What do you usually pick?
The early oranges, they start in November. And they pick, maybe, like you had said, maybe in November, the middle, maybe towards the end of November. It depends on if they're going to ship them or what. Usually, they're sometime in November, and then they finish what the early oranges. You know, within about a month. But that is for our growth. And now this is pretty, I guess, standard. They pick most all oranges around the state from sometime in November through January. And then maybe a little later, because I'm in a half. Then I would say that there's what they call mid-season oranges, which would be in January or maybe later January, February, March. Probably January, February. And then, Laurentius start coming in. I guess they're really coming in sort of now. They're starting. It depends. So it's sort of, it was a few weeks ago, it was in between season. Laurentius. I don't know why you call them Valencia. I always just call them a Valencia.
Is that a type of orange?
Yes, right. You can't. I really can't tell the difference. If you were stacking them up and look at him, my father says he can. If he peels them, he can tell the difference in the skin. If he sees trees, he says he can tell the difference.
Fort Meade, that area, that's on the ridge that runs to the central part of the
area. Groves. Did you go to, which way did you go to Lake Wells?
I think I went down through
Oh, you said you went to Frostproof.
Yeah, through Frostproof.
Did you go through 98, or 92, I mean? You know, just like the traffic light just go directly east of town.
Yeah.
Okay, and you went what they call it Bear Bay Hill, I guess, or something like that. It's a long, through the ground. Well, right this side of that hill, but you take a right to get our grove. And our grove is out, that ridge, I guess, sort of runs right on through, you know, and our grove is right on that, so to speak.
Yeah, that ridge is the fertile part of Florida. To the sides of it, near the coast, is not.
Yeah, I would say it is. Yes.
What about Frostproof? Did it freeze there?
I don't really know. I've always heard it's not supposed to have frost there.
There's a West Frostproof too, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah. I talked to a couple of people that I didn't do a complete interview, but I talked to people about Frostproof. I also looked at this fellow in Barnton was supposed to have been 128 or something.
Charlie.
Yeah, I think he recently died.
Yes, he did, right? Yeah, I've seen him.
I tried to set up an interview with him, but he was not born in the...
He was born in Africa. Yeah, he was. He was raised in Texas, I think, and then moved to Florida.
But when I was there, I was going to interview him anyway, but he was in the hospital or some reason.
Yeah, he was in the convalescent home. I've seen him once, and before he died, he didn't have any legs at the time I saw him. I think he'd had them amputated at that time. But when you were there, you probably were still...